My true nationality is mankind. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campbell, California, with the thought for today. My true nationality is mankind. We have been teaching here at the university from the beginning of time the idea that all is one and there is only one, and everyone is one in the oneness. We have been teaching that all time and space are here and now. We've been teaching that we've been teaching that in this oneness we all live, move, and have our being, and in this oneness we are all each other, and we are all ourselves, we are all unique, and we are all particular, and we are all universal, which is kind of interesting, you know. So, if that is true, who gives a hoot and holler in hell about nationality? What's my nationality? My nationality is American. My nationality, heritage, if you will, is German. But really, is it?
No.
What sort of grandparents, great-grandparents, and great-great-grandparents did I have? Were they sort of carousers? Did they go into different communities and different countries and have relationships there? And did I come after this mixed bag of stuff? Probably, as most of us have, probably. So I cannot say I have a nationality, that I have a heritage, because my heritage is broader than I think. My heritage goes way back to the ape man. Way back to the Cro-Magnon man, way back to all these things. And where does that take you? Where does that take you? A lot of confusion. So, my true nationality is mankind. This is who I am. I am mankind. But even that's a lie. My true nationality is divine. My true nationality is my spiritual oneness. My true who is my father, if you will? The presence, the eternal beingness, God. I, as God, created me as man. Okay? Now, so who is my, where does my heritage come from? My heritage comes out of the divine. My heritage doesn't come out of the limited global ideas. Because who knows? Who knows? Let's look at the world, maybe 2,000 years from now, maybe not that long, but say 2,000 years from now. With the United Euro going on, and with the universal desire to have oneness in all countries, let's just say there's one world, one confederation, one togetherness of everybody. And people may speak their special languages in their, what would you say, in their, wherever in the United States there are areas where people speak different dialects, they speak different languages, you know. Even languages. The Italian district and the French district and the German district. But there's only one. There's only one United States. But these are districts in the United States where people have gathered who enjoy continuing speaking this strange, outrageous language, you know, that nobody understands. English, we all understand, you know. And even the British, my guess, they didn't get it straight either. If they had been over here in America, they would have realized, say, let loose, Charlie. And when you let loose, wonderful things happen. Well, anyhow, my true nationality is mankind. But my true nationality really is divinity. My true nationality is my oneness in all, as all, through all, for all, because that's who I am. Now, that's difficult to put a label on, because people want to label everything. And now, today is Sylvia's birthday, and Sylvia is 314, isn't it? 314 years, and she's going strong, and you wouldn't think she's a day over 30, you know, or a day over 18, actually. But you look at her, and you say, what are you doing with all those years? What sort of life are you experiencing with all those years? And she says, well, I was studying my heritage, and I was studying my heritage of German and French and Swiss and Latin and the Roman Empire and all these other things, you know. And also there's some Egyptian in me, she said. And I said, my goodness, you are a bastard. And she said, yes, I am a combination of many backgrounds. I am a combination of many parents. And, but insofar as that goes, we all are. Now, I like to think about the beginning of the United States, the beginning of America. In America came all of the downtrodden, all the weary, all the people who couldn't get along in Europe, all the people that did not cooperate with the European demands upon them, you know, and they came to America. And then, as soon as they got to America, they started making the same rules they had in Europe, trying to demand that the people do the same things that they did when they were in Europe, which they didn't like, when they, that's why they left Europe. And a few wise heads, and you know who these wise heads were? The young heads who had never been to Europe. The young leaders of a nation who signed the Declaration of Independence, they had never been to Europe. If they'd been to Europe as a visit, you know, but they had no tie to Europe. And so they built this freedom attitude. And what did Ben Franklin do? Ben Franklin was one of our early leaders in our country. He went to Europe, and he brought back all sorts of things from France, all sorts of ideas, all sorts of techniques, all sorts of ways of thinking. And he threw out the ones that he didn't like, and he kept the ones he liked. And they were all put into the organization of the United States as it grew up, and made it into a very universal culture. Now, we go into many countries. We go into many, well, look at also, Australia is not really so great because Australia had one problem. They didn't have people come into their country in the beginning from many nations. They only had people from England who were prisoners from England that were brought down there, and they made it, and they were very successful. And it's like the Queen once said, my goodness, if you had stayed in London, we would have had excellent barristers and so forth out of you, you know. But that doesn't mean that people are idiots just because they are in prison, or that they go into another country, or that they're kicked out or whatever, because their genius must come through. So, I say, and we say here, my true nationality is mankind. We are universal in our thinking, universal in our being, universal in our awareness, and it's wonderful. It's wonderful. Stop and think what would happen if you were tied down to just being what you think. Well, you'd probably be a very magical being, unfettered by other people's attitudes and ideas of what you should do, of how you should think and how you should act. You know, this is the trouble. This is the trouble. And Sylvie says, I was brought up by my daddy, you know. Ellen says, my dad was a very powerful influence in our family, but my mother was even more powerful. And why was her mother more powerful? Because the mother was home teaching her. Her dad's rules were effective upon the family too. But in Ingeborg's family, my goodness, her mother and dad said to Ingeborg, Ingeborg, you are an angel of light, and we will not inhibit you in any way. We will not limit you by whatever heritage we have. We see you unlimited and moving out and being a fabulous person. And what did Ingeborg then do? She said, but I want something I can cling to. I want to have my nationality. I want to have my homeland. I want to have my people. I want to have my family to cling to, you see. You see, you can give away these things, but if people don't take them, then what happens? You could tell people that they're free. We had one student, and super student, just a super, super, super student. The writing that is done by the super student, and I'm not mentioning gender, the writing done by the super student is so magnificent that when you read it, you just feel, what a positive, dynamic mind, what a spiritually illumined being. And then, when you hear her prayer request, you think to yourself, why don't you apply what you've learned in the course to your prayer request, you know? Because she has it up that, If a student has it up to here, you have to crawl over her neck with her world. And it's just too heavy. But you see, when we have it up to there, that's the time we have to really turn back to our teachings and the lessons that we learned, where we say, all is in divine order, where we say, all people in our world are balanced and harmonious and wonderful. You follow me?
Mm-hmm.
Now you see, but that's what a master of their mankindship does. When you come from various nationalities, you come from various heritages, you want to right away think that you have to live according to them. Well, this is the way Jews act. This is the way the Italians act. This is the way the Germans act, you know. And that's not the way. That's not the way. You watch. If you ever have the opportunity to travel the world, every place you go, you will find people just like yourself, with your same values, with your same desires, with your same goals, with your same weaknesses, if you have them. But you see, you will find people everywhere in the world exactly like you are, whether you're in Africa. I was just delightfully amazed in Africa at the brilliance of the people that I encountered everywhere. They are aware of all of the intellectual concepts that I would be sharing, and I think this is brand new for people, and they knew it already. They read the same magazines I do. And in Europe, I tell people things, I was reading that last week, they know the same things I do. And it's wonderful. It's wonderful. But the thing is, they're brilliant. Now, they have the same desire to respect themselves as we do. They have the same desire to appreciate themselves as we do. Everywhere in the world, whether it's in Greece, Rome, whether it's in China, Japan, India, it doesn't make any difference. Pakistan, Afghanistan, all of these countries, even Arabia, Iran and Iraq and that sort of stuff, they all have the same desires. As Shakespeare so wisely said, if you prick me, will I not bleed? If you hurt me, will I not feel sorry and sad? He said that in The Merchant of Venice about the Jews, and because the Jews were being put down at that time, which they seem to be put down quite often. But the thing is, they have all the same sensitivities that we do. And if they didn't know they were Jewish, and they just knew that they were an is of the great magnificence of themselves, they would have no heritage. They'd have no nationality to fall back on and say that that's not good. But just think for a moment. If everybody on the face of the earth at this moment would have no idea what their nationality was, no idea what their heritage was, and they'd all speak a universal language, whatever language was selected, but they'd all speak a universal language, the only thing that would separate them would be the color of their skin. And since they're not taught any feeling against color of skin, they wouldn't even care about that. They're like kids, Kids don't care what the color of a person's skin is. They don't care what sort of language they speak. They don't care what their parents are, what their background is. They take that person. Is that an honest person? Is that a joyous person? Is that a person looking for joy and fun and happiness in the world,
Mm-hmm.
And this is where we want to be. And you see, unfortunately, every day, millions of babies are born all over the world, free of any problems. Well, fresh, beautiful, fantastic. And then they go home to their mommy and daddy. And the mommy and daddy says, we don't like whites, we don't like blacks, we don't like reds, we don't like greens, we don't like any other nation but ourselves, And, those people who are a different religion than we are, my God, don't they know that our religion is the only one, And they alienate themselves, they alienate their children from the rest of the world, from the oneness that they are. And if people just didn't know that anymore, didn't know that they were different, didn't know, the color doesn't make that much difference, really. Because I have known so many people of many different colors who are just super people. You talk to them, immediately you fall in love with them. Immediately their charisma just eats you up. You just feel so right with them, so perfect with them. You would trust them with your life. And yet you don't even know them. All you know is their colors are different from you. And hey, you feel nothing. You know? And whose color is right? So, yes, we are all mankind. Our true nationality is mankind. Our true nationality is our divine self. And the day we get aware of our true nationality is the day that we'll wake up to the fact that this is one world. This is one mind. This is one universe. And if we learned nothing from the Tower of Babel, we're... God, so to speak, spoke to the people and scattered them to the four winds with different languages, each one. That's an interesting story. But if that were the case, I can understand. Because they were trying to be God without knowing the responsibility involved. Just like Adam and Eve, they tried to be God, knowing good and evil, knowing right and wrong, or what is it, the apple of good and evil.
Good and evil.
Yeah. And the moment judgment came, the relationship with God ceased, as they understood it from the Garden of Eden. And the moment you and I judge, we are alienating ourselves from our divine reality. We're alienating ourselves from our true nationality, our true oneness as the universal all. And if we could just get with it, my gracious sakes, what wonderful things would instantly respond. So, my beloveds, I love you, I love you, I love you. Have
love
a
you.
Wonderful
love
evening.
You.